Welcome everyone to the Center for the Study of Truth. Your host Stephen Mager. Welcome to our new series, is Introduction to the Tarot. We will cover up all the tarot deck. We'll start today from the Fool, but before we start to speak about the Fool, I want to introduce. Make a short introduction what is tarot means and what it is, and this amazing exploration about how we work as individuals and how the world work and around us, and through observation and study, proper study, and how we interact as individual souls in the laws of the creation, the laws of nature, okay? Before that, I want to remind about our website www.stephenmager.com. You can visit us and see all the content there. Of course, we have the donation section on the website. If you have any donation, we will be blissful to continue to give the higher quality content and spread the message of truth. So we'll start today to speak about the tarot, the introduction to the tarot, and we start from the word tarot. What does it mean? This arrived from the word arot, is cultivate and grow, from the Latin verb arare. And we have Torah from the Hebrew tradition. Torah is allow. And we have the Ator, ancient Egyptian goddess of love, by the name of Ator. And we have another names, but I not put here in the slide, but is correspond to another name, a lot of names, more names, yes. But this what I choose, these three, that I think more give value to understand what this tarot means. It's also like a book of life. You can see if people say it as a book of life, a royal path, to choose the path of your soul. It's just a tool that helps us to navigate our consciousness in the right way. And you also see in the image I put the high priestess that sitting behind the Boaz and Jachin pillars, that she behind the tapestry of the tree of life from the Kabbalah tradition, and she hold the Torah. This is goddess Isis, that she holding the paper that write Torah, the law. Okay? The tarot was traditionally seen as pure esoteric science. The meaning of the tarot cards conveying deep truth through covert meanings and allegory is like hiding. We need to discover and challenge our minds to discover the truth about ourselves, about human psyche, and about the laws of universe, the cosmic world, the macrocosmic world. Without needing to write or speak the words, every card representing millions of words, every image speaking the millions of words, if you understand in deeper sense of this tradition. If you serious student that ready to study this tradition in deeper level, you discover how much values and how much treasure have inside you, and how much you can discover about the nature and how it operates. The tarot deck is containing 78 cards that divided into main two groups. Major arcana, 22 cards. This also major arcana is divided in 11 each, two groups in 11 each. I will explain it later why. And the minor arcana, 56 cards divided in 4 groups of 14 cards each, that is divided in 4 groups, that is 4 elements: fire, water, air, and earth, wands, cups, swords, and pentacles. And each group is from the ace 1 till the 10, and the court cards, that the pages, knights, queens, and kings. We'll start to speak about the major arcana, okay? This is the major arcana. We'll start from this, and from the first card we'll speak about today, this is the Fool. This is the zero card, okay? The Minor Arcana, as we say, containing from the 56 cards, is about the microcosmic and the inner world, the knowledge about the self, and how the human consciousness operates, is in more small and specific details. Okay? Is more specific details, as you see in the Minor Arcana, is the Ace of Swords. This card belongs to the Minor Arcana, and you see from the right side the card Justice that belongs to the Major Arcana. And you see the same sword that represents the air, the sacred air element. You see in the Justice is like more general and large details. Okay? Also, you notice that. Is about the macrocosmic world, is also about ourselves, as I say, is divided to two groups. The Major Arcana divided in two groups of 11. One group is about ourselves as individuals, an inner world. And the other group of 11 is about the macrocosmic world, the laws of nature, how the nature operates, that we no have control on this. This is unchangeable. Okay, so we'll start about the self, about the inner world as individual, the first 11 cards in the large general details, okay, because the Major Arcana. So we'll speak about the first card today is the Fool. The Fool is the journey of the soul in the world. The Fool means anyone is the fool in the start. We everyone have fullness in the start. We start from ignorance, we start to study, we born zero, we born from nothing. We have nothing. We just as human beings we program it with the time. So the Fool is something start, is a start the journey of the soul. Also you see in the image you have the sun. The sun is the soul. And the sun is behind you. From the Fool, if you're dealing with only with physical realm and material realm, you really will be a fool. Okay? This, unfortunately, the majority of the population now in the world, they dealing with only physical and the left brain orientants, and only physical and realm, only material realm. This means you're really fool if you only that, if you're dealing with only that. Also is the soul card, is something infinite, is eternal, is if you see the number of the card is zero, is representing the cosmic egg that all the lives came from the egg to the birth. The sun, the soul, also by the Norse tradition, the sun is represent the soul. Also, the root world of the sun is the soul. It's like traveling in the light, like the nature by our side, that representing by the dog, the animal in the card, representing the base consciousness, the instinctual consciousness, and we need to live in peace and by our side with the nature and live in harmony with animal kingdom that you understand in this image, in this allegory. And the dog, we need to help the animals to develop evolutionary progression in their soul also. And our soul, we need to progress all the time evolutionary. Because universe won't all the time go forward in the evolutionary process. And our soul start from the zero, from the cosmic egg. All of us starting from zero. All of us as a child who born in this physical world start to study, to learn and go get information like a sponge. And that means we all of us starting from nothing, from nothingness, from this from the cosmic void, as you call it also. And we need to develop ourselves to the higher consciousness. And you see also the allegory, amazing, explain how you start the journey and the sun, the soul behind you. And you beside with an animal, you go to your journey with an animal. That is connection between the lower consciousness and our higher consciousness to develop ourselves in the higher levels. I think it's enough for today, for the full. We'll continue on the next chapters about all the deck. So be ready and follow us. And I remind about our website is www.stephenmager.com. I also do initiation and consultation services. If you want to donate any amount, you can go to our website section of the donation. You can tap any amount you want, and it will be blissful any amount you want to donate us to continue to give the message of truth in higher quality and to continue to do our work the best. And we need to do your we need your cooperation for that. If you're looking for initiation and dive into your spiritual diagnostics and the life path orientation through mystical power and wisdom of ancient Nordic runes and the tarot reading, you can contact me in email or you can go to the website and you have all the information there. And also I dealing with animal and human relationships. If you have an animal and you want to have some consultation about that, I help people with animals, especially with dogs. And also receive guidance based on natural law of creation and your personal as individual life path that you current in this time now. So you can contact me, and if you have some questions, in the email magerdogcenter@gmail.com, and you have the website www.stephenmager.com. Thank you very much to listen to me. We'll continue the series of the tarot, introduction to the tarot. See you soon. Bye bye. Thank you to listen to me. Bye bye.